Good morning. Let us pray before we read Bible this morning. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for a beautiful day that you have given to us. Thank you for a privilege that we can come to your house with all brothers and sisters joined together in morning prayer. We pray that the Holy Spirit lead us so that we can understand the word that you already given to us, the word that guide us, the word that we need to share to other people. Make us understand and then give power to us. So once we hear the word, then the word live in our life. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us open our Bible, the book of Acts. Chapter 2, verse 14. But Peter, taking his stand with the 11, raised his voice and declared to them, "Men of Judea and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give heed to my word." Brothers and sisters, I'm trying to see the whole book of the book of Acts since I want to learn and then to get more insight from this book. The book of Acts is the second book after the book of Luke. So Luke write two books. Number one is the Gospel of Luke, and then the second is the book of Acts. Actually, the Gospel of Luke and then the book of Acts is one volume. But because first half of the book of Luke is talking about the gospel, then put in the beginning. And then second part is talking about how the gospel spread from Jerusalem to the end of the world. That's why the church really need to read and then to learn from this book, because this book tell us what is the principle of sharing the gospel, how the gospel can be spread from Jerusalem to around the world. Nevertheless, when we read about sharing gospel or mission or how the church can multiplicate, then we need to see from this book. At chapter 2, we see that all of this happened because of the work of Holy Spirit. Before they received Holy Spirit, they didn't know the concept of kingdom of God. They didn't know what should the believer do after they receive Jesus Christ as Savior. But after they receive Holy Spirit, and then the Bible told us just what we read. But Peter, taking his stand with the 11, raised his voice and declared to them. What is the content of Peter say about in verse 14? Peter talk about who is Jesus, why he died, how can he raise, and then what for us all of this. That's why I learned first thing, that the Holy Spirit lead us, guide us, tell us what, where, when, and to whom we should share the gospel. People who has Holy Spirit in their heart really have desire to declare, to share, and then to bring the gospel for other people. Because the Bible said, when you accept receive Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit want to glorify my name to other people. That's why we have this kind of desire. When we see people around us, then we have like a power that force us to think and then to do something in order to declare who is Jesus. That's all because of Holy Spirit. That's why when you believe Jesus, then you have Holy Spirit, then you should have this kind of desire to declare who is Jesus. The second point, since the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8 said, you are the witness. Yeah, you are the witness. The witness means something that you have it, you experience it, and you believe it. That's why you cannot share about Jesus before you believe, you experience, you have Jesus in your life. So become a witness is very easy. Just tell other people what you believe, what you have, what you experience to other people. True witness never create false story. True witness only create and then share something that they have it, they experience it, then they pass this message to other people. That's why if we go to the court and then we see when someone share the something, what he see or what he feel, when the people say like this, I saw him, and then I believe here Jackie in our room, I believe that guy creates something, a false story, because too many maybe she want to create false story. True witness is very simple. Just say, I saw that one, blah, 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 and direct. Never create or talk too long. Same, we are true witness. We are true witness. Just say what you believe, what you experience, and what you have to other people. Now, after Peter realized this, he is a true witness, and he received the Holy Spirit. And verse 14 said, Peter stand up, and after that, he only speak about Jesus. As you know, that happened 50 days after resurrection. And then 50 days after resurrection is a big holiday for Judaism people, because they come from around the world and then they want to celebrate Pentecost. Pentecost means first harvest in the history of Israel. After they go out from Egypt, and then God lead them, and then they try to plant wheat or something like that, and then after 50 days, they have first harvest. That's why they celebrate how God provide them. So people around the world come back to Jerusalem. Now, brothers and sisters, when people from around the world came back to Jerusalem, and then Peter stand up, and then Peter preach something that they don't know, because they just come from around the world. And we need to know that at that time, there is no internet, there is no CNN, there is no what other news, there is no newspaper. So they don't know that 50 days ago, there is something big happened when a man called Jesus was caught and then crucified and then died and then raised after the 3 days. That's why Peter became the first reporter to report all this experience to people around the world that came to Jerusalem at that day. Brothers and sisters, today we live in different contexts with Peter. I always thinking how I can do the same thing with Peter. How the church member can do the same thing like Peter. Of course, I don't mind if you want it, but I believe you will not do it after hear my preaching and then you stand up around mid-level or IFC and then you say, "Brothers and sisters, after I hear a message from EMP, now listen all Hong Kong people from around the world." I don't think you will do like that, but if you want it, then I can go with you for sure. Yeah. I'm thinking how we apply this verse in our modern day. Since I know that modern world is moderate world, what does it mean? It means in modern world, people, they don't like conservative or fundamentalism thinking. That's why around the world, they hate ISIS. Because ISIS is fundamentalism. Yeah. In Christian, of course, we have fundamentalism. Yeah. People don't like it. In modern world, people want to see moderate people. Moderate people means, they don't hold the absolute of the truth. So when this kind of thinking apply in the world of religion, then they will say, Jesus is good, but Muhammad is not bad. And then Buddhism, also, you cannot find something wrong inside. So, we should to walk together and don't blame each other. If you are a Christian, that's your way. I'm a Muslim, this is my faith. And I'm a Buddhist, this is what I believe, like that. Then it's okay. We believe in the same God. But once you go back to the Bible, you cannot go to this kind of belief because Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, "I am the only way. I am the only way." He didn't say, "I am the one of the way. I am the only way." That means Jesus shared something fundamentalist to us regarding the salvation, that no other way. And the same thing, if you see Acts chapter 4 verse 12, Peter say, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved." No other name. So, brothers and sisters, with this kind of situation, when we sharing the gospel in modern way, it is not too effective when we using a direct way, a frontal way, and then without know who are the people that we want to share. That's number one. Number two, modern world is a global world or information world. It is true that we don't use a direct or frontal way to share, since we know that modern world is moderate world, but we can use global information like writing at the blog and put your testimony on Facebook or Instagram. Please remember and use as much as you can on Facebook because you don't need to pay. Yeah, just put it on your Facebook, Instagram, to share about Jesus. And remember what Paul said on 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's see 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 3, chapter 3, verse 2. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 2. You are our letter, writing in our heart, known and read by all men. You are our letter. Where we put this letter? It's easy. Just put it on Facebook. If you have Facebook, of course. If you don't have Facebook, just create an account. Yeah, but don't ask me how to make it. I just know how to put it. Just put on Facebook. I like to put anything on Facebook. For example, when I cook something, then I post it. And then when I have some experience, then I put it. Of course, people will know. And even they don't say like it or they don't say any comment, believe me, trust me, they read it. And then when they read something about Jesus, they may think about that, and then you already share something. Yeah, yeah. Make your Facebook a blessing for other people. Don't make your Facebook become something negative for other people. For example, make other people jealous because every year you can go around the world. Don't do that. Yeah, just make a Facebook become a blessing for other people. If you make Facebook make other people jealous, or people will say, oh, they can go around the world, they pay by themselves, but when they go to mission trip, they ask for donation. Oh, so bad. Don't do that, brothers and sisters. Yeah? Just make the Facebook for a blessing for other people. Remember, we live in global world, information world. Once we put it, people around the world can know who is Jesus. Number three, modern world is advertising world. People will put many advertising around us. Yeah, that's why when we start a company, advertising fee is one of the budget that you need to put in. Advertising world. When we believe and agree that modern world is advertising world, then big question for us is how we advertising Jesus. How we advertise Jesus in this modern world. And of course, Bible told us, yeah, we see from Matthew chapter 5, Matthew 5:16, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glory your Father who is in heaven. Philippians chapter 2, Philippians chapter 2, verse 14, do all things without grumbling or disputing, so that you will prove yourself to blameless and innocent children of God above reproach in the midst of crooked and perverse generation among who you appear as light in the world. As light in the world. Brothers and sisters, how we advertise Christ. Remember, 3 days ago, Pastor Nate mentioned about Samaritan woman after he found Jesus, and then she declared, who is Jesus? Yesterday, I went to visit Brother Godwin, and I see how they do ministry at Shanti Ministry for a week. Children among Yunlong area, they came and then they make activity. I didn't see a preacher at that event, but they sing a song, and then all the lyrics talk about who is Jesus. Next week, SP Indonesia will go again to Victoria Park to do some outreach. Yeah. This is the way that we advertise Jesus. I remember Christine So, she shared about how she believed Jesus Christ, because at that time, a couple came to her house and helped them in very, very difficult situation. And a couple shared about Jesus to them. And then after a few years, she remembered again that Jesus loved her. That's why she believed Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, next month, I will go to Jakarta. One of my spiritual sons invite me for celebrate her daughter's birthday. And then I asked to him, how many people will come? And he said, around 100 people. Then, will you do Thanksgiving worship? Oh yeah, I didn't know how should we do. Then I said, we need to do Thanksgiving worship before we start to have our dinner. Or how we can do it? Just make it easy. We sing two songs, and then after that, I give a short message, and then you share something that Jesus has done in your life. And he agreed. And then we prepare for this short worship in order to share who is Jesus. So we have many kind. We have many things to do regarding to share Jesus, because we are the advertised. Because we are Jesus advertised. You are movie star of Jesus. So you need to share about Jesus in modern world. I don't know how is your family situation. I don't know where you work. But at least, once you have Jesus, you can share Jesus by your word, by your face, yeah, and everything you did. Yeah. You know, in Christianity, we have two words, Amen and Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen, Hallelujah. Once you say these two words, then make your face round. Because when you say Amen, Hallelujah, you have smiling face. But if you go to your office every day, your face don't have smiling face, then people will ask you, how can you have this kind of face? Yeah. I like with my face, every day look more round before. Yeah. So I just make it smile, and people always ask me, how old are you, Pastor Slamet? Then I say, I'm 46. Oh, you're 46. I thought you are 26. The reason is easy, because I like to smile, and then I share Jesus from my smile, of course, not naughty smile. Yeah, I never use my naughty smile again. I just use my joyful smile. That's the way that we advertise Jesus around the world. By doing this, we did the same thing like Peter. We stand up and share who is Jesus. Don't trust me, but we trust Holy Spirit. Everything that we did the Holy Spirit work in us, then we can see the result, because Holy Spirit use our testimony so that Holy Spirit bring this testimony into other people's heart. Today, people still need the Lord. And then the good thing is God use us to share the gospel, good news for other people. Let us pray. Pinet will lead us in worship this morning. Once we get in worshiping God, remember that God already put His gospel in our life. Let us bring this gospel to modern world, and then pray that the Holy Spirit will lead us how we can pass the gospel for other people. Through our good deed, our smile, our work, and our lifestyle, we can do many things. Once you have it, and Holy Spirit will bring you, and then will teach you how to do that. One thing you need to have: spiritual desire. With this kind of desire, and then Holy Spirit will make everything perfect in your life in order to bring gospel. Let's praise the Lord.
Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me now, to love, to speak, to heal, to preach. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me now, giving life. Turn ashes to beauty, mourning to dancing, anguish to songs of praise. Pour your Spirit over me, let your love rain down. Would you take these hands of mine and use me? Pour your Spirit over me, let your love rain down. Would you take these feet of mine and lead me? Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me now, to go, to free, to give, to feed. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me now, spreading love. You turn songs of praise for your spirit.
Let us go into community prayer. This morning, we use our time and privilege to ask to God that God will touch and heal our brother and sister who are in physical weakness. We pray that, for some who suffer cancer, for some who are in chemo, for some who are in recovery process, we ask God to show His power to them. Let's pray together. Also remember some of them, they are unbeliever. We pray for their salvation. We believe that Holy Spirit work among them. We ask that Holy Spirit also open their heart. Let's put them in our prayer. Remember, put their name in our prayer. We pray that God will pour out His power and grace to our brothers and sisters, their family, who are in difficult situation because of physical weakness. let put and remember there are some brothers and sisters, they are looking for new job. We pray for them. Today we pray for SPSG and SP Indonesia. We pray for Mission Board. We pray for local outreach activity. And we pray all for tonight, SPU and NIP. Yeah. We pray that God will lead all activity. God also bless SPSG, SP Indonesia, our mission program, and then our local outreach, because we really want to share Jesus among other people in this modern world. Then we believe the same Spirit that has led Peter to preach about Jesus also lead us in doing the same thing in our modern age. Let's pray together. Si Bapa, segera datang, segera datang, segera datang, segera datang, segera datang. Father, thank you. You always remind us to bring the gospel around the world. Thank you for this privilege, and thank you for the Holy Spirit that always lead us. Now, we put our life into your hands. One, we finish morning prayer, we go out, we meet people. Then, at that time, we pray that your blessing come upon us, and then we can share Jesus to many people. Thank you, Father.
We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.